You're about to hear the end of a conversation that Anthony and I have had. Are you ever curious about what we're talking about? Well, you can hear all of those conversations because those conversations in full are delivered to our patrons.
Yep, you head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. You get all that bonus audio. You can also get early episodes and hangouts and secret mail. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how. That's a very interesting
Isn't that
question.
Crazy?
Yeah. If only there was like a pseudoscience podcast where they could figure something like this out.
If only there was a global network of interconnected information that we could somehow search.
But unfortunately, we'll never know. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
I want to talk to you specifically about this story, Anthony.
Well, good, because we literally set aside time in our week every week to do just that.
Okay, good, good. Well, I'm glad this worked out well for both of us.
No, I literally had nothing else going on right now.
You and I have talked at length about biohacking.
Yep.
About altering our own body chemistry in ways to improve things. And you have been very vocal in support of that concept. In fact, you have been willing and eager even to do stuff to yourself, right? You're ready.
Is this the man who injected himself with the CRISPR? Are you about to CRISPR injection me?
I want to get your opinion on it. I want to get your opinion. But first, let's establish the baseline.
Yeah,
pro self-experimentation?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. 100%.
Okay. So we've got that down. We talked about the
I'm not necessarily the very first guy.
Right. No, you said that too. You don't want to be patient zero. You want to be patient two or whatever.
Yeah. So in the case of those night vision eye drops, which we talked about on a very early episode.
Right.
The reason I was so gung-ho about it is because...
Some other idiots did it first.
Some other fucking idiots did it and they're fine. I'm as good as any idiot. And so if they're fine, I'm probably fine. Let's do this.
And by fine, you mean there weren't immediate... horrible effects.
Yeah, it had been at that point, it had been a few months. They weren't good.
Instantaneous, catastrophic eye explosions.
I feel like you put eye drops into your eye, and if nothing's happened to your eyes in a few weeks,
right,
nothing's probably going to happen.
That's the rule of it must be fine.
That's the rule of eyes.
Yeah. Of course, nothing can have long-term effects. That's the Carboni rule.
Yeah, nothing. Don't worry about the future. There is only the now. Yes.
Okay, so you're aware of this fella. His name is Josiah Zahner. He is a notorious biohacker who experiments on himself. And there's a new article.
Now, here's where I wanted you to go with that. This is a notorious jewel thief and biohacker.
No.
Now we've got something.
He's biohacker and I guess lazy because he's not stealing any jewels.
He doesn't have any slash.
He's no slash.
He's just biohacker.
Yeah.
Biohacker stamp collector. The guy's got nothing else going on.
Literally only biohacks.
You know what? Biohacking in and of itself is interesting, but any person who's only driven by a single interest is a little uninteresting.
Try to have a conversation with this guy. It always comes back to biohacking.
Yeah,
he has no other interests.
Hey, did you catch the Olympics? No, I was too busy fucking injecting DNA into my ear. All right, dude.
Okay.
But it was like, you could watch some things to be.
Hey, I saw that
relevant.
Black Panther. That was so good.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it. I was injecting shit into my eye. It was just more DNA. It's just a lot of DNA and injections and just all the way down.
Man.
Sorry. Okay, do you want to hear about DNA?
I gotta go.
All right.
He famously has done a lot of weird shit to himself and mostly on YouTube. He live streams some of it. He has a company that will sell you CRISPR DNA that has been messed with so you can mess with it yourself at home. The home biohacking kits is his sort of calling card, which would be great if he was also a slash thief.
Because
he could, instead of the jewels, he would leave his home biohacking kit.
Yeah.
Instead of the jewel.
A single strand of DNA with a riddle encoded into it.
I mean, that's a great gig. He's just too lazy to do it.
Yeah. It's like, and that's just off the top of our heads, Josiah. Like, come on.
Come on, buddy.
Put a little thought in.
Just be, get a slash.
So this is a dude. He sells these biohacking kits.
He
puts himself out onto YouTube. He is a biohacking influencer and personality.
He has documented attempts to genetically engineer the color of his skin.
Okay.
He injected his arm with DNA encoded for CRISPR that could theoretically enhance his muscles.
Sure.
Tried to become a muscle guy just by messing with his DNA.
I'm not a sciencer, but here's my thing. Feels like you can't just inject DNA. Feels like that's not how it works.
Well, it's turning out to be not very effective.
Yeah, of course not.
But he's still doing it.
Your cells have to keep replicating the DNA. It has to be a part of you. That code has to exist somewhere in your body for your body to know to replicate.
Well, now it's going to exist in your body. Now I'm putting it right in there.
That's not how it works.
It exists in my body. Done.
If I inject pencil lead into my veins, I don't become pencil man. And I've tried. I have tried. Lord knows I've tried. Yeah, but I just get sick. get very ill.
How useful would pencil man be?
Oh my God. How many times have you tried to like make a note of something? You don't have a pencil.
Oh, good. You just call pencil man. He drops in from the ceiling. He arrives on the scene.
Listen, is it a little egotistical? Is it mostly for me? Do I lose a lot of pencils and pens? Yes.
Pencil man.
Pencil man.
Your fingers
are... But if you're around me and you need, I can help.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I just feel like he would be not a top tier hero. He's like a number two hero.
By calling myself Pencil Man, you immediately put it into the realm of superhero, and I apologize. That's a branding problem.
Oh.
For me, it's just a matter of like usefulness for myself. I'm not looking to fight crime as Pencil Man or anything.
Well,
I see where the confusion comes in.
Okay.
I'm just using Pencil Man as a shorthand, which I will also learn.
Because you'll have so many
because
pencils
I'll
have around.
Pencil, because I'll be a pencil hand, and I've always wanted to learn shorthand because it seems like a real time saver.
Yeah, maybe you should just pronounce it pencil man.
What if I inject myself with 1950s secretary DNA? And then I'll automatically have the powers of shorthand plus the pencil man abilities.
And you'll immediately grow a short skirt.
Yeah. One can only hope. I assume that's how DNA works. That's why I'm injecting it willy-nilly into my veins.
Well, this is what our friend Mr. Zahner has been doing. He also injected himself with untested HIV treatment live on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay.
And
does he have HIV?
That they don't go into. It seems weird that he wouldn't have HIV and then inject himself with the treatment. Maybe
yes,
he was just trying to prove it was safe instead of show that it's effective. I don't know.
Good for him.
He's done a lot of stuff. He sells a kit to make glow in the dark beer.
Yep.
You know,
by injecting glow in the dark DNA into the beer DNA.
Yeah.
See, beer has DNA as well. That's not, who is this guy? What are his ideas? Why does he think injecting himself with DNA? Has he just been reading too many Silver Age comic books?
Clearly.
Why does he think DNA works this way?
I don't know. He's not a smart
Changing
man.
Changing the DNA of something. Okay, so we had those people that were making the bioluminescent plants.
Right.
They actually were close to the DNews office. They were like in the same neighborhood. So we had them come by when they were doing their glowing plant Kickstarter. And like, you can't just inject DNA into a thing and then the DNA fuses together. You have to do some things that are going to like you have to bombard the DNA with like radiation and gold particles to get the DNA to met. Like there was some crazy shit going on.
Right.
This guy feels to me like a dude who's just trying to sell some kits.
He is trying to sell some kits. They sell DIY CRISPR kits.
So what
and
happened?
I should note, he did not inject himself with the HIV treatment. This is somebody else did it.
Oh, okay.
And he feels responsible for inspiring that event.
Yeah, I can't.
So there was
why.
A man who did it live on Facebook. And this article is all about how Mr. Zahner feels bad that people are taking his example and going wild with it.
Yeah, he should.
I agree. But he considers himself an activist as well as a stunt person, I guess, a biohacking stuntman.
Okay, so he does have a slash.
Oh, look at that.
So he's a biohacker slash stuntman.
Wow, look at that. He had a slash the whole time.
Yeah, now I find him interesting.
So he says he blames himself. He says the whole HIV thing, there's literally people at the NIH who are researching the exact same antibody that these people are trying to use.
Yeah, so okay, so let's break this down for a second. Rather than just kind of like listening off his feelings and what he's done. he's doing this just so I can wrap my head around it as just a sort of activist, like, hey, you have the right to do this. You should be able to do this.
Yes. His
but
position.
He doesn't expect to inject himself with DNA and have anything happen. He's just doing it because he can't.
Well, it seems like he expects something to happen.
What a fucking, okay.
His quote is, one of the my big problems with academic and medical science is you read lots of these papers, lots of stuff. We cured X or we did X, but it won't be available to the general public for 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Sure.
To me, that seems ridiculous.
Of course. And we've talked about people. We talked about those people that where you can build your own labs at home, and they were showing you how to make medication at home.
Right.
And that sort of thing, because like, hey, if companies are going to try to patent a life-saving medication, but it's just a molecule, why shouldn't we be able to synthesize this molecule at home?
Right.
That I understand. I understand the academic point this dude is coming from, but that's like, what he's doing is sort of like lighting himself on fire to prove that people should be able to own lighters. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can start a fire in my home with a Duraflame if I want to. Look, I'll start it in my fucking pants. Like, that's fine. What do you expect to happen? What do you want to happen?
I think he's trying to say,
I can drink bleach because you can't. I'm going to eat the Tide Pod.
We're worried this is unsafe. So look, I'll do it to myself. Look how safe it is. Oh, don't copy me, everybody, because it's too unsafe.
Yeah, no.
That's the weird paradox for me.
Yeah, if he's just doing it as like, hey, I'm doing this as a protest, as a form of public performance or art, really? Like, he's almost doing it as like a performance art piece.
Right.
To be like, look, I have the right to inject this. It's within our grasp to inject this. Nobody should be able to keep this information or these medications from you. This is a symbolic gesture. But it like, if that was all he was doing, he would not be injecting his muscles with like what he thinks is cool muscle man serum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, clearly he's giving the impression, and he wants to give the impression, that his fucking kits or whatever can make you Superman.
I think that is certainly the thing that grabs headlines.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, let's kind of set aside this guy's knowledge or lack of knowledge or his,
yeah, because I don't really know. I'm just assuming these are all assumptions,
but we've established that you are interested in this,
yeah,
and I am too, and that you need your requisite idiots to do it first.
Yep.
Seems like these guys are the requisite idiots, right?
They're idiot. When I say idiot, what I really need is a science brock.
Science brock. Well, I think he fashions himself a science brock.
This guy's not a science brock. He's just an idiot. And here's why. Science brock, like a brock is somebody who goes and bungee jumps, right? Like,
yeah,
for fun every weekend.
Yeah.
He doesn't bungee jump off his roof.
Yeah.
He goes to a place that does bungee jumping.
Right.
This guy.
You want the Neil Armstrong.
This guy's just jumping off his roof.
Yeah.
He's tying string to his leg and he's jumping off his roof. He's not even doing that. He's like when people were extreme, like rollerblading, and then there were people that were freestyle walking. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not even wearing soap shoes. He's just like...
You want it to be done, but be done in the smartest way possible.
He's not doing anything.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything. If I put food coloring in a syringe and inject it into my arm and say, now I'm going to be red, that's dumb.
Right.
It's neither dangerous nor exciting nor interesting nor groundbreaking.
So you're criticizing his methodology in the sense that he's doing something ineffective. It's not even going to work.
Yeah. What are you doing if you want it? Like, you're just injecting shit. Cool. I can buy a syringe and inject shit. That's
right.
Fine. Anybody can. What is your end goal?
Right.
If your end goal is a symbolic one, that's fine. But like, clearly you want to be doing something else. And that's my problem. This guy is not the idiot I'm looking for.
So the guys who do the drops in their eyes to have night vision, you put on a different level than this guy.
They've done the research. They're using the scientific method.
Right.
They're using it on themselves in like a very 19th century, let's see what happens when I drink mercury sort of way.
Yeah.
But they're doing it. They are saying like, hey, we know that if we make this heavily, heavily like concentrated chlorophyll substance and put it on our eyes, it will give us the ability to see in the dark. Let's see what that does to us and what that does to our eyes and what that does to our bodies over time.
Right.
We're doing it. We have the theory and the hypothesis and the methodology, and we're doing it.
I think this guy's theory and hypothesis are, I want bigger muscles. There's a bigger muscle DNA. Let's put it in my arm.
There's already enough information out there to tell you that just injecting a strand of DNA into your arm isn't going to give you that DNA.
Right.
So like, what are you doing? What you're doing is you're grabbing headlines to grab headlines to sell your fucking kits.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've made this DNA that in certain animals has led to better musculature. Right.
Right.
But like, that's not how you put that DNA into things. And dude knows it.
So
if dude's building these kits and has enough knowledge to use the CRISPR and use the gene editing software and all that stuff, then he knows that this stuff isn't going to do anything.
So by extension, does the democratization of this tech, is it a bad idea? Do we not want it in the hands of all these idiots?
No, we want it, like, put it into everybody's hands. I just don't.
So then I feel like that's what this article is about, is him being worried that people are going to do stupid stuff because he's doing stupid stuff.
Don't set a stupid example then, dude.
Well, I think
if you are setting yourself up as like the thought leader, the evangelist, the activist, right?
Yeah.
A good activist knows what they're saying and knows what they want to get out of the community and knows how to get it. Activism isn't just saying you're for something,
right,
and then doing something stupid. Activism is finding a useful way to protest and get a political idea across. If this guy's just like, look at me, I'm injecting shit. You can inject shit too with my kits. And then he's like, oh no, I made people inject stuff. It's like, well, then are you really teaching the populace the things that you want to teach them? Or are you keeping them from the knowledge that you are saying is already locked behind a gate?
Right. But I think that your position of having everybody have access to this tech just leads to more people doing stuff like this.
Sure. And here's a guy who's in the perfect position, since he sells the tech and he is the activist, to educate people enough to where they don't do that.
Right.
And he's not doing it. He's just, oh gosh, I sold a million kits and now I feel guilty. Oh, gee willikers, what did I do?
Yeah.
You know, because he that quote that you had from him was about, they wrote all these papers and they know all these things and they're not going to give it to us.
Right.
And that's bad. Well, okay, dude. Well, are you going to explain those things to people and where they can read these papers and what the ideas behind these papers are? You're selling the kits.
Right.
You're selling the scuba gear and you're not doing the class. You're not helping people get a license.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm conflicted on this because I feel like this stuff is so exciting and so interesting and has such a broad frontier, but there's just going to be there's going to be people that kill themselves or get wildly hurt.
And listen, if they do that on their own, they did that on their own. But if they did it because they watched your videos and you did not responsibly disseminate the information that you were trying to disseminate, look at the way you're disseminating your information. That's all I'm saying. Idiots is going to be idiots.
So what will it take for you to inject the muscles into your muscle arm?
For that fucking serum to work?
Once it works, if it works, you get, and they're muscle arms, you're in, you're doing it.
Super in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all
it
takes.
You're going to wait 10 years to find out if muscle arm explodes 10 years down the line?
Why would it explode?
Because it gets too muscly? That's how muscles work.
I mean, that's a problem. It's a real problem.
Haven't you ever seen any of those exploding muscle videos online?
I have.
Where, like,
it's really messed up my YouTube algorithm because now everything for me on trending is either Jimmy Fallon or some guy's pec exploding.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's still Jimmy Fallon. I can't get rid of Jimmy Fallon.
He's
on my
everywhere.
YouTube trending.
You know what? He's just real shareable.
He really is. He really is. How about you? What's going to take for you to inject the pec?
Inject the pec. I'm way more trepidatious about this than you are. I want those long trials. I want that FDA approval. Mm-hmm. I really do. I get a little nervous.
Sure. It's your DNA. It's literally you.
Yeah. I mean, when you walk in here with those sweet pecs and you got like lats for days,
whew,
I'm going to be jealous.
Of course.
I'm going to want that.
That's just natural and human.
But I'm nervous, you
sure,
know?
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Do it anyway.
Yeah.
How about you guys? What would you all do if you were presented with this? What would it take
to inject the pecs?
To inject the pecs or any other thing. If you wanted if you wanted blue skin or you wanted perfect vision or you wanted any of this stuff,
yeah,
what would it take? What sort of safety things, what sort of testing would it take for you to inject yourself with this DNA, which wouldn't work? So let's assume that they've figured out the delivery system as well.
Yeah.
What would it take? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And obviously you're going to hashtag those inject the peck.
Yeah.
Obviously. And hey, do you, are you elite gamer? Do you know scope? Jeff, do you know scope?
I never have ever scoped, but that doesn't make me elite.
Whether you are a sick gamer or not, there is a new Discord server for concerned citizens.
Whoa, that's like all the people that listen to this show and support the show can hang out and talk and game together, or yep, just
chat
chill.
Chat rooms, voice chat, text chat. Different topics. You can jump on a game together and have a text chat or a voice chat channel. It's fucking dope.
Yeah.
It's fucking dope is all I'm saying.
It's and pretty dope.
All you got to do to join it is support us at any level on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. $1 or more a month gets you access to the Discord server. And if you start up in it a little more than that, there are tons of different things you get access to. To find out more, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.